The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Where Superman meets Superman meets Superman, Gabe is not introing this episode.
Crisis on Infinite Mics.
And we're out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 165 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe on Earth 66.
I'm Tim on this table. Ooh. I'm the only Tim.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
I'm the only one. Technically, there's multiple Tims.
Nah, fuck that. I'm the only one.
There's a lot of Tims.
Yes. I'm like Jet Li. There is a lot of one. I murdered all the other Tims.
No, you would have been one of the murdered Tims.
Yeah, probably. For sure, definitely.
That movie was good when I thought. Well, I thought it was good when it came out. Awful.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's not good.
I dragged like six people to that movie, and they all hate me.
Well, I believe I was one of them.
I could have been. Yeah.
Who are you?
The karate's pretty good.
I'm one.
The karate's pretty good.
You gotta say what Earth you're from, though.
Oh, let me see.
Well, I'm from 666.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'll be from Antimatter Earth.
Antimatter Earth? Sweet.
No, Gabe's just from 66.
Yeah, that's normal Earth.
69,
Earth.
Dude.
Earth. No, Earth 1 is Earth Prime.
No, but that's Prime DC Universe. Our Earth is Earth 66.
69, dude. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Our Earth is Earth 66. Like where we live, you and I, real Juan and Gabe, live on Earth 66.
Oh, gotcha.
The only superhero that really lives here is Superboy Prime.
Correct.
But technically, he's just a normal kid here.
Fucking son.
Legitimately badass outside of here, though.
So, if you haven't figured it out, we are going to be talking about the first three episodes of Crisis on Infinite Earth.
And by CW that, I'm going to be talking fucked about... fucked it up!
I loved it!
We'll be talking about, the first episode of Crisis
well, yeah, Infinite it does. Earth.
Because I only got through one of them.
I hate you.
I know. I had to download a new app. I had to download the CW this app onto my Fire Stick just
he
to
He spent
watch it.
Seconds downloading an app.
No, it took me it
through
took me
a, the webs.
It took me a little bit to figure out how.
You should have just come
watch.
Over
Do you
one
know
day.
How little
I recorded all
it took
three
him.
Of them.
It was exhausting.
I'm just saying, I had to figure it out. That's.
I'm just saying, you could have just come over.
It's cost me. Nine
I have
bucks.
All three of them on my thing still. I just TiVo'd it.
If you were to just downloaded the CW app, you could watch it for free.
True.
They make you pay for it.
He's buying it on Amazon.
I always buy the crossovers because I like them. Huh. This one. We'll get going on it. But.
Well, go ahead.
You're the advocate. Yeah. You love
this. Well, I do. I agree with what you're saying, because it's what your premise is that it's confusing and we don't really know where the fuck it's all going, I think is what you're saying.
It was confusing 3 minutes in.
Okay.
There's like no, in the other crossovers, there was build up inside of the event.
No, you're right.
This one, there's like, here's the monitor. And if you don't know DC Comics at all, that's fucking weird.
Well, yeah. It's because so there's a reason for that. They he's in all of them. Because this is such a this crossover was so big. They started it at the beginning of everything. So he comes in and out of the Flash. He is predominantly in every episode of Arrow because essentially Arrow is doing his bidding this whole season. So, but it's been like that because this is Arrow's last season, and so they've been building to this moment the whole all five of these. No, Legends hadn't started until the crossover.
Seems
so,
like
Supergirl. Yes, they are.
Because I read DC Comics.
it happened. Jim Corrigan came and he gave him his powers.
You couldn't tell, but yeah.
Well, Arrow's eyes turned green.
That's true. They did. There could be a few reasons. He could be
no,
Green
but,
Lantern.
Well, John Diggle's supposed to be Green Lantern.
I know.
A lot of shit, weird shit going on. So is John Stewart.
Yeah, but he's not Diggle. You think they'll tell the Mosaic storyline? Probably not. It's terrible in comics.
All right, there he lost me. I hadn't even told that. No, but this is Arrow's last season, and so... I think there was just more of a less of a we're building up only in these five episodes and more of this needs to be a little bit bigger.
Should we drop the spoiler warning real quick before we continue this conversation?
Probably. It's already happened. But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
We spoiled it a bit.
Yeah, we spoiled it a little bit. Sorry, guys. Okay. It comes back January 14th, I think.
Fourth?
Fourth?
I just felt like all the other crossover events if you weren't in them, you could jump in them and like
I agree.
Know what's going on.
And it's the truth. It's just like
everything felt super, even though what you say makes it worse to me, honestly, because if they've been building up for it for entire seasons, it was still rushed to shit in the first episode, in my opinion. And the second episode felt that way. The third episode felt pretty strong to me, where it was slowing, the story was slowing down, a little more evened out. But the first episode's like, here's the monitor, fucking Earths are exploding, let's get them all out of here.
Well, it's because they've been talking about it for 7 episodes now. In
spread it out
The Flash, in the Green Arrow, in Supergirl. Like, that's what I'm saying. I know what you're saying, because you don't, and the other two crossovers, go into the crossover until you're there.
Yeah.
And then they tell the story. But this one has been told through 4 different shows going on all at the same time already.
That's really hard to follow, from my opinion. But
well, but I'll watch them. What I was saying. It's made for the people who are watching every week.
So it seems like a huge commitment, because I'm kind of on the same boat as him, where, you know, I haven't been keeping up with them. Like, I think I've only seen the first season of Supergirl. I've seen like probably 4 or 5 seasons of Arrow, but I haven't watched it for a few seasons. Same with Flash. Same with Legends of Tomorrow. And then Batwoman, I don't think I've seen a single episode of, right?
Nobody has.
So this one...
Yeah, good point.
Is that true?
I don't follow any of the shit.
It's
getting bad ratings. But some of that is because before it even came out, people were shitting on it.
Right.
About its...
Including the actors.
Lesbians and all that shit.
Even though that's like directly out of the comic.
Yeah.
I think a bit of what... Her going on TV and going, this isn't for people who like comic books, this is for a different audience. I was like, you can't really say that about a fucking comic book TV show. You threw a lot of people who might have watched that show out of the bus immediately.
Yeah. I don't know, but it feels like you got dropped into something kind of confusing.
Well, for me, because I watch every week, the last crossover led into these seasons and this crossover.
Right.
Because at the end of the last crossover, the monitor comes and he gives Oliver a way to save Kara and Barry.
Right.
And then he says, but you owe me, and I'm fucking coming. And so at the end of all of those seasons, he appears at the end of Arrow and says it's time. After Arrow has a baby girl, and she's just a baby, and he takes him away from his family. And so this season of the Arrow is all the Monitor and Oliver Queen. All of it. It's Oliver doing things for the Monitor prepare for the crisis. The
Monitor looks silly.
He looks exactly like he does in the comic book.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. In comic books, certain things work out. Wolverine, bright yellow, sharky suit, looks kind of cool. Movie. Looks terrible.
Looks really
dumb. I thought it looked okay, except for the hair.
Dude,
the hair is the one part.
It's bad.
It's the weird sideburns. He does look funky.
The anti-monitor looks all right.
I laughed. When I saw him, I laughed.
Me too. He's comically colorful. Like, I'm just like, he's like, I'm the monitor. I'm like, did you use a door? Like, for the epicness of your character, you very nonchalantly chalanted your way into this crossover. It's like he walked out of the toilet. What's up, guys? I'm the monitor. Sorry about that.
It is harder, though.
Nobody go in there for 20 to 30 minutes.
It is harder because it's been building for like a year and a half.
Right.
And so it's – but I wanted to talk about it because it's – on as far as TV shows go, this is really, really big because they have been building it for so long, and it's spread over – Batwoman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and then fucking all kinds of and Supergirl, but then all of these other crazy continuities, and there was I'm looking at a page of 42 that I wanted to go through really quick, but there's all kinds of crazy cameos and guest spots and all kinds. It's just such a massive thing.
Within the first like 2 or 3
That's cool. Minutes. I agree with you.
Within the first 2 or 3 minutes of that first episode, like, Will Wheaton was in it, and Burt Ward, who played
Robin,
was in it. Like, all of that was really cool to me.
It continues, and that is a cool part of it. My thing is, like, if you took so long to build up to this, why throw it out in 5 episodes? Why not just run it out throughout the entirety of the seasons?
Yeah.
Because it just feels rushed. Like, the Earth's dying, and... So from the start of the crisis to there being one Earth is 2 episodes. That's right. Crazy fast. Like,
well, three episodes.
I think by the second episode they're down to one Earth, aren't they? I thought the third episode they were already.
I think they're at two or three.
Which might be. I mean, like, they just kill
you might be
fast.
Right. You might be right. Like, but I think it's because they don't expect people to do what we're doing and jump into the crossover. I think they expect people to be watching.
Well, I understand
so
that, but
it's
to me,
not,
if they expect
to me, it wasn't rushed because I've watched all the everything.
But you can admit that, like, the crisis portion is rushed. Like, I don't care if it's been building for its whole season. Like,
I
could have just played that out over 10 episodes of four different shows.
Well, I agree with you.
Which would have made sense. Even Barry, like, Green, it doesn't seem like the characters can keep up with each other. Like, Green Arrow's like, what the fuck were you? And he was like, I was doing a thing. Like, that literally happened
in the
show. It's
because the monitor's sending him to different places, and he's not telling anybody.
It just feels weird.
It is fast. But to me, when I knew that it was going to be only five episodes, I knew we were going to get right into fucking destroying everything, and then the last two or three, I thought, would be like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
Luthor's gaying it up like he does.
What?
Luthor.
Oh, Luthor.
Killing technically every Superman.
Yeah, he did kill every Superman.
Nice.
When did Supergirl start wearing pants?
Last season.
It looks silly.
That was the last, it debuted last season.
I don't mind her being in a full suit, but it looks silly.
I loved that there was a joke about it in the show, too.
Was there? I missed it.
Yeah.
And she's wearing pants.
Yeah. Like, he literally said what you said.
It looks dumb.
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a thing early on in the comic book.
I'm sure Supergirl has had a suit where she wore pants. I don't know that much about Supergirl, but I'm sure it's happened.
But she mostly wears that little mini skirt.
I almost... Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot she didn't wear underwear.
I just feel like they could have been different pants. Or I don't know. The pants just seem weird. It's too blue, man. It's too blue.
I didn't even think about it because...
I don't think she has red underwear, which is what makes it look weird. Because Superman looks really weird too when he's all blue, without the redness, the red spots.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I agree with you. Maybe she doesn't have. It's weird that we're talking about her underwear, but maybe
but
she doesn't
outerwear,
have red.
Technically,
yeah, yeah.
They're not like underwear. But
I just couldn't picture it while I was like, she's walking around, like she looks not good.
I don't know.
She's not super.
I think she's fucking looks great.
You're not.
Well, she's
super.
Hot. Yeah. You can see her naked in another TV show.
Wow. So the first Earth to die is Earth 89. That is the what the movies. Fuck, what movie is this? The Tim Burton 89, Batman 89, which is why it's called Earth 89, apparently.
Oh.
That guy who's reading the headline, I guess, has only been in one other scene, and so they brought him back for this one. That's the first Earth to go. Gotham dies, Alexander Knox, that's the next one. It doesn't say what Earth that is. Earth X is next. No. The Titans is next, which was the first, like, pretty cool cameo, because I didn't know the other two people.
Right.
I had to look and see what the fuck's so special about those two Earths. I was like, oh shit, because I don't know Hawk. I don't watch Titans. So I did never.
Titans is good.
Is it really good? I've heard weird things, but I'll have to watch it.
It's very like it got a bad rap because of the fuck Batman, or from the like previews,
right?
Which was really like whoa teenage angst. but the show actually got really good.
But Batman. You see him, and then you see Robin kind of doing a squint thing. I was like, oh fuck Titans, and then they're gone,
and they die.
And then Earth X dies with the Ray, and that was from two crossovers ago. No, it was the last crossover. Earth X was the Nazi world. That was because the first crossover was the alien one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Burt Ward dies.
Yeah, sad.
That's Earth 66.
What made me sad about that was that if, what's his name now? Batman. Not his fake name, his real name. Batman 66. No, his real name. The actor's name.
Adam West.
Adam West.
Oh, yeah.
If Adam West had been alive, that would have been a really cool cameo, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. He would have loved to do something. He fucking loved Batman.
Like
and then Will Wheaton dies.
Yes.
Almost.
I wish he would die.
I like Will Wheaton. Holy shit.
I did. He just won't stop grubbing over everything.
He won't what?
Just in everything, always. Whedon. He's like a cockroach.
He's the super nerd. He can't help it.
There are better super nerds.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. Kevin Smith. Yes.
Yeah. None of them were on the Enterprise, though.
So the big death of this episode is the Green Arrow, which I did not. I knew it was coming. I didn't know it was going to happen in the first hour.
Did he die in the first one?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he died saving everybody's. So he
that
said
too was so anticlimactic.
I thought it was. I thought it was sad. I thought it was sad. I didn't think it was anticlimactic.
So I think part of it is like I haven't watched an episode of Arrow for such a long time that I'm just not that attached to the characters anymore.
I'd never liked Green Arrow, so even if I had watched it, I wouldn't care.
So when he was dying, I was just like, oh, that sucks. Like, but it wasn't like, because you're so invested in it, because you're watching every episode, it really built up for you. And for me, I was just like, oh, I guess that makes sense, you know?
But it was, for me, it wasn't the death, necessarily, as much as the speeches that come afterward. The, you know, we saved an extra billion people. He did the math, the monitor did the math of how many people were saved.
Again, and so I see from exactly what Gabe's saying. From my perspective, the monitor just comes off cheesy. Everything he says is cheesy.
He does come off cheesy.
So, like, where the fuck did all these demons come from, and why are they attacking this building, and why can he just kick them and punch them if they're demons?
Well, the why, I don't know. He explains that they're
Scott
attacking
Bashcroft
the tower.
There. Nobody will get that reference.
He explains why they're there, because they're attacking the tower that is saving... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He does explain why normal people can kill them. I have not the slightest
or punch
idea.
Punch them.
And why the Atom can rig up Batwoman's like boomerangs all of a sudden in the middle of battle and they kill demons.
Well,
I don't know.
He's like a technological person. The whole like I'm going to run at them and somehow save a billion people. He's at the end. He's just Arrow still. If he ran it,
well,
like 10,000 demons, it would do nothing.
I don't think it was the. I don't think that the fact that he was killing them, because he was out of arrows at that point. I think it was just the time. It was the time that they were dedicated to trying to kill him. Getting people off of Earth.
They just fly past.
No, they're killing. What do you mean?
That's the thing that bugged me about this. If it's this massive army, and they're devoting 100% of their resources to like these five people on top of this tower. Yeah. Just go kill the people that are trying to get away. Like, it didn't make any kind of sense.
Right.
Like, imagine, like, one guy standing here in a full army line, and then they're all just bottlenecking themselves for no reason into the
one guy.
That's the thing, is I don't think they were trying to kill the people. I think their plan was to destroy the thing.
But,
and these people were protecting the thing.
Right, but there's one person standing on top of the thing. Just go in through the basement door. You know,
right.
It's kung fu logic. You've got 100 people standing around to kick one guy's ass.
Yeah.
And then they didn't show it. Show it.
Show him dying?
Fighting him.
Maybe he did something awesome we don't know about with some weird technology he had. I don't know.
Merge, that little guy's about to do something amazing.
I feel like even in the show, they were like, how do you stop him? And like, we don't know. Fucking cutscene.
It was cutscene. He's running at him screaming, and now he's dying.
I don't know. It was, what I saw of it was cool. And I'm probably going to go watch the other two episodes pretty quick.
I'm invested. I'm going to watch the other two still, but when they come out.
Yeah, so Green Arrow dies in the first one. Mm-hmm. A shit ton of Earths die. The main Earth they're trying to save is Earth 38, where Supergirl's from. Right. It ends up being obliterated. And so the anti-monitor says, you know, the fight is over. We've got to get the fuck out of here. And he zaps everybody to Earth 1. And then that's where Arrow dies. And essentially his daughter becomes the next Green Arrow.
Right.
She's dead now.
Everybody's dead now. There's nobody alive.
Except for
the seven paragons, yeah. And Spectre, I'm assuming. Is still around.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think Oliver's going to have a bigger role as the Spectre in the last two episodes.
I
think he'll be around.
But he'll just be dead.
Right. Was Jim Corrigan dead? Jim Corrigan was a real dude. He was just demonized, right?
Or specterized,
or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I mean, he's dead.
The Spectre's dead, but he was. But Jim Corrigan was a real dude. right?
Jim Corrigan's dead too.
Is he?
But he's only alive because the Spectre's inside of him.
I thought the Spectre went inside of a dude. Like if Doyle's here.
Yeah, Dead Man.
Okay.
Dead Man's also very cool. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if he's in any of the CW shows.
I don't think so, to my knowledge. To be... Not yet.
Yeah, that's a cool ass character too.
I did any Demon? Oh, that'd be a great show.
No, it wouldn't.
Demon.
You'd have to listen to him rhyme all the time.
I don't care, he's awesome.
Etrigan? Is that who you're talking about?
What's the second episode? That's the Batwoman episode. That's where they learn about the Paragons, right?
Yeah. Which is better than the... In my opinion, the first episode I thought was just like, beat them to death, fucking Earths are dying. The second episode's like, we'll slow it down a little bit. And the third episode's like, it's all about a treadmill, baby. And then they all die anyway. But I liked them more in order. Like, the third one's the best one, in my opinion.
So the second one, you learn that there are seven magical people. That I don't think they have magic. They're just chosen to be the spirits of hope. Love, and, hope. Yeah, think shit like that.
When their powers and combined, they're the lanterns, Captain basically. Planet.
Captain Planet was a Marvel.
Except for they have no powers, unless you're powered.
Right. Except they're all superheroes, except for one Asian doctor.
That's the future Adam, bro.
I know, but he's not at the time.
And what happened? I can't even remember the middle episode.
The middle episode, they go find Batman because they think he is the Paragon.
Oh, that's what's his name?
And it turns out that Batman's just a douche and tries to kill Kara.
What's his name? That's the voice.
Him. Yeah.
What's his name? Fuck. Kevin Conroy. There you go. And he's got this weird fucking like mechanical suit because Superman fucked him up and then he killed Superman.
Nice.
It's a filler.
Yeah, I think it is. I think I called it episode 1.5, yeah, as opposed to episode 2.
It totally felt like a filler episode. Yeah.
Which is crazy, because there's only 5 episodes. Yeah. Like, why make a filler? Like, so slow it down real and things. Tell the whole story.
So and then what was up with Smallville?
In a bat suit. Oh, yeah.
They advertised that so big. They're like, Superman from Smallville.
They did.
I saw it.
No, they advertised it. I didn't see it advertised like huge.
It was like one of the only things I saw advertised for it, huh. So I don't know. Maybe it wasn't huge, I just happened to see it. But then he's not even Superman when he's there.
So
he's giving up his powers.
The reason for that is because the actor said he never wants to put the suit on again. And apparently I haven't watched Smallville.
He only put the suit on once.
So yeah, so a lot of the interviews before the interview they talk about who he is and what he did.
Yeah.
A lot of the interviews say that even in the show his character never wanted the responsibility either. And so it was an easy transition for him to give up being Superman to have a family, which is what I got.
I get the things, but I'm just saying as far as a driving force to come watch the show.
Oh, see, I didn't see it that way.
Oh, I definitely think they pitched it as like, if this is cool, it's going to happen. And then they show up and he's just cutting wood. And he's like, yeah, I'm not the dude anymore. Get out of here. And they're like, he's not the dude anymore. We're getting out of here.
No, they get zapped out of there. Lex Luthor zaps him out with the Book of Destiny.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm tired of...
He's like, I'm going to kill him now. Because... Three people show up to be like, hey, Lex Luthor's coming to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he just zaps him out of there. And then Lex Luthor tries to kill him. But he doesn't end up... He gets his face punched in.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're not even worth my time. Luthor's away.
And then he dies.
This guy playing Luthor I don't like.
The guy from 2.5 Men.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him as Luthor.
John Crichton. Crichton? Croydon. Crichton?
I will say a lot of the other stuff is just me nitpicking, and maybe I would really love it if I had watched all the shows. Possible. But I do not think he's a good Luthor. Just like Batman vs. Superman was not a good Luthor either.
I've heard really good praises about him in this. I haven't watched his season of Supergirl, but he's like imprisoned, I think, at this point. And then the monitor brought him back to life.
Yeah.
Why aren't they giving these roles to naturally bald men?
He's
said cultural bald appropriation.
Is baldness a culture?
I don't know.
Is now.
And then the third episode is the Flash episode.
Yes, where it's a lot of Flash stuff.
And yes. The treadmill.
Which powers the nullifying thing.
Yes.
And you find out
that is relevantly true.
And you find out that the Pariah is the reason why the Anti-Monitor's out somehow.
and Harbinger comes back in what the fuck is it called when a demon comes into you? Possessed. Possession. There you go. Possessed.
She's been possessed by the
anti. Harbinger had been possessed by the Antar, but there's, you only see the Animonitor one time in the three episodes.
And he looks way cooler than the monitor.
That's the guy in the green suit, right?
No, that's Pariah.
Oh, okay.
That's Wells. Yeah.
So you find out
that Wells has been so many things.
Yes,
in this,
it's amazing. I fucking love it.
You find out that Pariah let the Anti-Monitor out in the first episode. At the very end of the first episode. He says it.
Yeah, I woke up for that.
Does he?
Yeah,
he something shows about up how he. But there's a monitor later too. Says it was a mistake, even letting him be created. So the monitor must have had a play in it also.
Right.
I don't remember enough about the monitor anti-monitor storyline, but
I don't remember either.
It's pretty fascinating. Like I said, I'm Black excited to great. Watch the rest of it.
I was sad when John Wesley Shipp died, even though everybody dies. But I was pretty sad watching him die because I've seen a lot of him on the show now.
He disintegrated himself.
Yeah.
With the time, the Speed Force. He stole Barry's Speed Force. Speed Forced himself to death.
The Lucifer crossover was cool as shit.
I thought that was cool. He's only in it for 2 seconds.
Well, yeah, they're all in there for only 2 seconds.
Constantine was in there for a little bit.
Well, Constantine's in Legends of Tomorrow. He's a regular cast member.
Okay, I might have to go back and watch that show. Is I will say up to like through season two, in my opinion, Legends is to replay. It is hard to watch.
It's fun. I like it. But he's a regular cast member in that
Lightning?
Show.
Oh, my.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about Black Lightning.
I bought the first season when that first came out. Because actually, Black Knight is kind of pretty a cool comic book character.
I don't like his that outfit. His outfit looks awful.
Yeah, they did not do a good job.
But yeah, I forgot I he has a big part of it.
Outfit being so awful is because it's the same thing as the monitor. They like looked at the comic book and said, we're going to give him this exact suit and not really think about how that looks on TV.
But
the part I got right is he's black, shoots lightning.
I
do not bury the lead.
No, I really enjoyed it. I the Lucifer shit was cool because it led into the Spectre, and a lot of people won't know. That's the fun thing for me is I only am fucking halfway in and halfway out. I don't know all the cameos, but the ones I do know that I think that other people won't know are fucking fun for me. And like everybody's like, who's Jim Corrigan? What the fuck are they talking about? Why is his eyes green? Like that's fun for me because I know a little bit about that universe.
Nice.
I don't know. It's just cool.
That Swamp Thing.
I'm cool.
Swamp Thing just stopped the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
He's done it a bunch of times.
Been disrespected, Swamp Thing.
He has. He has, like, averted, like, these kind of crises in his comics several times now.
The thing is that there's no, at this point, there's nothing to fight. Like, you're just being disintegrated. Like, there's not a, the Anti-Monitor really hasn't made.
To the Anti-Monitor's zone?
Well, I don't know where that is.
Anti-Zone.
The Anti-Zone? I have no idea where that is.
I don't either. In the show, I don't know what's going on.
They don't talk about the anti-universe.
I don't remember this Paragon shit in the comics. I don't.
Neither do I.
Neither do I.
I don't know what's happening as of right now.
I really enjoy it.
I barely remember reading Crisis on Infinite Earths, though. When it came out, I just wasn't a huge... I mean, I haven't read tons of superhero stuff for a long
right.
time.
Right.
So.
I hope they kill Supergirl.
Good. She's not. She's not going anywhere.
Or at least her pants. They just kill her pants off.
Brandon Routh. The other Superman. Who's the Atom?
They're all dead.
The motherfucker's huge.
Yeah.
If that's how he. If that's really him under the suit, he is stacked.
I don't think so.
He looks huge.
I think they stacked him up a little.
They may have, but he fucking just looks ginormous.
Yeah, because he. He wears. He's in the show other times. It does not look that jacked.
No. They say it. Lois comes in and she's like, "Wow, you look huge."
Yeah. It totally looks like he did one of those like blow on his thumb. Was like, like in the
cartoon. Yeah. He Popeyed himself.
Oh shit! I'm looking to see if there's any other cool.
He Popeyed himself.
What are fans thinking? You know, not at this table on the interwebs. What is this? Is it
I wonder
getting,
if that'll have a Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it getting a good feedback?
So honestly,
Jonah Hex made a 5-second cameo as well.
That's where he got his scar, evidently. Who
yes.
Knew? Honestly,
I did. It's not how he gets his scar.
This is 3 episodes deep into it, and I haven't seen anything about it on the internet. Like
besides what we're posting or Juan's posting, I have not either.
Yeah, like I don't.
Well, besides that, I did see for some reason for like a week straight. Everywhere. I saw that
but
Smallville
that's
shit.
You watch it.
Like, no, but I see it on comicbook.com, on CinemaBlend. I see it on fucking every entertainment website.
Right. This sounds insane, but it's because you watch it. Like, so even not necessarily like what you've searched on your computer or watched on your computer.
Your algorithms are designed to give it to you.
You watch it, you see it more, where I tend to like, if it is in my feed, I'm just glossing over
right.
it because I'm just
but
not
I, super I'm not talking about just
Gabe
on my feed.
Everyone
no,
that
I
was
so I actually I actually go to the websites, and generally those there's like every day there's like 2 or 3 different posts that are created
like
about
big headlines,
it. Yeah. It has nothing to do with. I mean, I'm sure there is some kind of fucking algorithm because our website kind of works that way as well. But whenever I write something and put an article up, it's the first thing, and that's usually I go to the websites to see if there's anything cool that we could post about, and not just on the Facebook feed because it doesn't always come up there.
Right.
Every day there's been a saw this cool or this review cool. or whatever.
Yeah, I haven't. I just genuinely haven't seen anything about it. Like, I mean, It was fun to watch the first episode.
January 14th, by the way, is the comic.
Oh, man, I could have sworn it said the 4th on that thing.
But no, Rotten Tomatoes, there's no... I mean, I could look it up, but there's no... Here, let me Google.
I will say, it's a personal, but like you said, I didn't know it was building up over the whole season. Felt like I went into this with a raging heart on a left with a semi still sad. Sad.
He went from hard to turgid.
Just left with a sad heart.
The Voice tops Monday ratings. Blah blah blah. I don't know. It's tough to.
When is that show gonna die a fiery death? Like it's actually.
The Voice?
I like this show, but they never do anything for anyone. No one from like The Voice or American Has Talent goes on to do fucking anything.
No, they do. Very rarely.
I don't pay attention to any of that shit, so I have no idea.
Well, how many Voice winners
American
have there been?
American Idol or Voice or any
the
of that
pop chart should be filled with The Voice.
I have no idea. I can't see anything. If I broke it down to like what was the Batwoman rating, you know, I could probably do it that way, but that would take me
terrible.
Too much time. No, but I mean the one that it was in the slot. Because the first three were the Supergirl, Batwoman, and then the Flash.
In the Bat world, how bad a rating that show's getting.
Well, it's a part of the universe.
That's part of what they're trying to do, too. Is
oh, yeah, probably.
Viewers to it.
Should just put it all in Black Lightning. 100%.
Well, he wasn't in universe until the very last episode.
Technically, none of them are in the same universe until all the episodes. Wow.
No, but they have crossed over and they've been mentioned in each other's episodes before.
Well, they had to bring black people into the universe eventually, Juan.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Diggle can't live alone.
Wow. He's
diggling by himself.
So the guy that is in the episode of Supergirl with Brainiac and the other lady, that black dude that ends up flying the spaceship at the end of the first episode, that's Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the Paragons as well.
Okay. I was just like...
I don't know how to feel about the way he looks.
Has he been in
looks.
The 3 shows?
Yeah. He's in Supergirl on the normal.
No, but I know that. But has he been in any of the 3 crossover shows yet? I don't think he has.
Yes, he has. He was in all of them.
John Jones is in the first one.
Oh, yeah, he just isn't Martian Manhunter out. He needs to Manhunter out more.
I'm not.
Probably costs a fuck.
I'm not a giant fan of the way he looks when he's Manhuntered out.
Not a giant fan of the way he looks when he's black.
No. Oh, my God. Wow.
Fuck,
all right.
It's been a long time since Racist Dawn.
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't say that shit. I didn't say that nonsense. Sorry, that came out of Doyle's mouth.
And Racist Doyle is back.
I love it. I'm ready for the next two. I'm sad because the era will end, but I think as the Spectre, he could come back to the universes at some point in the
future.
What
if they start up Green Arrow, Green Lantern, which is the only time I think Green Arrow's been good?
That'd be cool.
Except for when actually, there's been some good runs on Green Arrow.
They're doing a what the fuck is the screamy chick called?
Black Canary.
They're doing a Black Canary series as well,
I guess
with
Canary,
a bunch of them.
She's not Black Canary in these.
Yeah, She's just a canary.
Yeah, the canary and some bullshit. I think it's her, like, crew. So,
like Birds of Prey.
I think that's what it is, now that you say that out loud.
Yes. It's chicks with bird names.
Yes.
The pigeon.
The stool pigeon.
Completely off topic, but it has to do with a bird. Did you see that video on Facebook of, like, the octopus trying to eat the bald eagle?
Yes. John posted it.
Fuck. Yeah.
Because he was all freaked out.
I missed that. I'm going to have to go find it.
Yeah.
Sounds weird. A Mexican saves it. You can hear him in the background. Oh, it's so crazy. So I'll stab it with a stick.
The bald eagle must have been going for food in the water or something, and the octopus just...
Dude, the octopus is massive.
That's awesome. I'm excited to watch.
They should have let that octopus eat that eagle. I would have watched
somebody.
All right, so...
Thumbs up. Giant thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'm a thumbs middle until it resolves. I feel like they got to slow it down and land this plane.
I think it will. I think it'll slow down these last two episodes. The Paragon, so one of the Paragons is Brandon Routh. This is Superman. Right. And then fucking Lex Luthor, like, fucking disintegrates him, and he's now a Paragon of whatever.
The way he did it is silly. In the Book of, like, Destiny,
bro,
he crossed out Superman's symbol and wrote Lex on it. And it changed their position.
Seems very comic book. Like, I'm going to be really honest.
But Luthor is the brain.
That's why I love it so much. You see those comic booky visuals that you're not used to.
But with Luthor, you're supposed to have that, like, you didn't see this coming. Not like, that's super straightforward.
I didn't see it coming.
How about you, Tim? Where are you at on the, like, 15 to 20 minutes of this that you saw?
It looks neat. Looks real neat. Am I going to watch any more of it? Nope.
I'll give this a thumbs up. I like the first episode. I'm with Doyle a little bit where it seems a little scatterbrained, and it seems like everything is like, oh God, oh, and now we're here, and now we're here, and now we're going here, and now we're there. And that was kind of weird. But it was intriguing enough that I really want to see the next two episodes that are already out, and then the two more that are coming up. So,
yeah, fuck you, Doyle.
And I said that about Watchmen and actually finished it. So, boom.
Me too. I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I never said you wouldn't finish Watchmen.
No, I usually say I'm going to watch stuff, and then I don't. I just don't.
Because he doesn't have the time for that.
Yeah,
I genuinely don't most of the time.
Yeah, if you were just. Put some of your beaten off time aside.
Dude.
Yeah, weren't you sick like all last week?
3 to 5 minutes a day is a lot.
Can you just watch TV while you're just laid up?
I didn't take work off. I just didn't feel good.
I think you told me you took one day off.
I think I did take one day off.
Yeah, it's prime TV watching, buddy.
I slept. So this is crazy. I wake up like 6 a.m. every morning. I know, you know, working at night, you are the same way. You wake up at like an exact time.
He doesn't work at night anymore.
True.
No, not anymore, which is awesome.
My new schedule's yet to be defined.
But.
Don't come back.
But I felt so shitty. I woke up at my normal time. I got Hannah ready to go. I took her to school. I came home. I laid back down. I slept till 2 p.m.
Oof.
I haven't fucking slept till 2 p.m.
Since I went to a rodeo.
It was his first one. Not my first rodeo. It's been a while, though.
Feels good.
It felt really good.
All right, bitches.
Feels good.
Let's get to the live.
All right. Well, with that said, I got a full day's sleep. This has been Gabe. That's
Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 164, Thinking Outside the Long Box. Be sure to visit us at www.cotlb.com to find out more about your show, more about our show.
What is wrong with you?
I keep burping.
If you have a show, you can also Google your show.
Google your show.
You can Google whatever you want.
Google our show specifically, though.
You won't find your show at www.totlb.com, but you'll find our show there.
Is it old-timey that you still say www?
I just like saying it.
Okay.
But go to totlb.com.
I don't know if it's
HTTP /// www.
I will find it.
totlb.com/products /2020-boudoir-calendar to get our new boudoir calendar. Be sure to check
1550 bitches.
Yeah,
super awesome.
Come on.
Seriously.
We had a lot of fun making it. And
you don't live in Ethiopia, fucktard. Unless you do. But if you live in America, buy this calendar.
If you live in a Muslim nation, probably don't buy this calendar.
I don't know.
We'll buy it. I don't know the specifics about that.
I mean, I feel like you could get in a lot of trouble in some countries for
having. I'll ride jihad on it if you want me to.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
See you guys in a couple days for our listener interaction.
Ugh.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.